Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. On a Sabbath, while he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked and ate some heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those with him?" And he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And after looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Robert Pace from Grace Lutheran Church in Midland, Texas.
In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Were the pews rather packed in your congregation at Easter? Even if you are nodding your head in agreement now, I am sure that there are those you know, those who were in town, who were not sick nor at work, who did not come to the Lord's house on Easter. That is so sad. I thought everyone went to church on Easter and Christmas. That may have been the way it was a generation or so ago, but not anymore. What a blessing the Lord has given us in the privilege of gathering together around his word and sacraments to receive his mercy, his grace, his peace. All of us are broken people, broken with sin. Yet he has called us by name, chosen us to be his disciples. In the waters of our baptism, he has graciously remade us to be his eternal children. We have received from him what we truly do not deserve. And often, what is our response? When you prepare to go to the Lord's house, what is your attitude? Is it, "Well, we have to go to church today, so let's get this over with. I have umpteen things to do today, you know." And once you arrive, how quick are you to find things wrong? Someone took your parking spot. Someone is in your pew. The temperature is not right. Not that hymn again. The organ is too loud. In my day, children didn't act like that. Really? You're going to wear that to church? Oh, no, not another special offering. The truth is, we face the temptation to have church be done our way. In my area, house churches are quite popular. House churches are popular, I believe, not because this is the way it was done in the first century and they want to follow the first century model, but because if we have to be in church, then at least let's do it the way we want. And if it's in my house, then my rules. The Pharisees saw the synagogue as their house, their territory, where they ruled the roost. This Jesus fellow wasn't doing church right. He wasn't following the letter of the law. There was too much mercy, and so he had to stop. And if he wouldn't on his own, then they would stop him. What they refused to see, and what at times we fail to see, is that Jesus is Lord, not just of the Sabbath, but of us all. And so it is his rules. And hearing the word rules doesn't mean that that is a burden for us, because the burden of perfection has been taken from us and placed on him, and he paid the price demanded with his death on the cross. The have-tos are gone. We get to now. It is a privilege. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we understand the benefit of spiritual rest. And in this world where we are surrounded by death, and where all we hear about on the news every single day is death, the spiritual rest that comes through the death and life, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is definitely a need for our lives. Yes, taking time for the divine service is taking time away from something else. But again, I say, when we see it for what it is, a privilege and not a burden, then we will also see that there is no better way to spend a couple hours on a Sunday. Now, I say a couple of hours because I'm including not just the divine service, but Sunday school, adult Bible class time as well. The Word of God, the written, proclaimed, and visible Word, is where we find the mercy of God. It is where the Lord of our life comes to shower us with blessings, undeserved, but blessings ours just the same. Yes, when we come into the Lord's house, it can be easy for us to find fault. We are full of fault ourselves, and we are around people full of fault. That is why I tell my people, upon entering the nave, focus on that cross and the altar. The Lord of your life hung there for you. He rose for you, and the benefits of his life, passion, and resurrection graciously and mercifully come to you and into you through word and sacrament. So there's nothing wrong with church when the focus is on our merciful Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Pace from Grace Lutheran Church in Midland, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.